You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Psalm 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And the picture I was having just now is the Lord inviting each one of us to the table he has set before us. And the challenge is that our enemies are there in the room. They are there, and we have to walk through them. But the way is safe. The way is safe. So our fears are standing either side of us, but the way is safe. Our doubts, these things from our past, are standing there. To the table is safe. And the Lord our God says, come to the table I have set before you. Come and eat. Come and feast. Come and be refreshed. Come and have life.
This is from Hebrews 4, verse 11, verse 16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And the Lord seems to be stressing the word confidence, but not confidence in ourselves, which gets knocked and undermined, but confidence in Him who sits on the throne and who is full of grace and can help us in our time of need.
I had a picture as we were worshipping. I really had this sense that the building was disappearing as we were praying, and we were like in an open space, and we were moving up, and heavens was opening. And we were just before the throne of God, and then Hugh sang that song. And I just felt, you know, as we were before the Lord, everything else had disappeared. And I really sensed that the Lord wanted to remind us that a way to Him, a way to His throne is worship. And if we are concerned by many things, actually, by worshiping, we can just go before Him and focus on Him, and everything else will fall into perspective.
This is Romans 8, and it's similar to what Hugh was saying about, yes, our enemies might be all around us or in the room, but there is a banqueting table, there's a place to eat and drink, and there's a safe way to it. And it says, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
So let's just stay in deep worship. The Lord has something for each one of us here. The Lord has life for us. Let's sit and receive what He has for us. Let's just continue in worship and receive from Him. Indeed, O Lord, fix our eyes on You. Lord, we're so distracted by the fears and the problems either side. Fix our eyes on You. You are the source of life. You are the source of life. Fix our eyes on You. Let us not be distracted, Lord. You are the source of life. And thank You that You have life for us. Open our eyes to You. Open our eyes, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, and just fall on each and every one of us now, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Set us free from these distractions. Holy Spirit, break the bondage of these fears that we experience. Holy Spirit, move amongst us. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to Jesus. Holy Spirit, give strength to our trembling knees that we may walk forwards and sit at the table he sets before us. Amen. So the Lord is at work. Let's just continue to press into what God is doing in us. And we do need to draw this section to a close, so let's just sing one last song, but at the same time, grasp hold of what God is doing in you. Grasp hold of it, because he will bring it to completion. As we bring this time to a close, there's just a couple more words that I'd like us to hear. So Neil and then Rainer, please.
Hear the promises of the Lord to us from Psalm 121. And this is us responding to the Lord, and then we receive the promise. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Promise 1. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Promise number 2. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Promise number 3. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. Promise number 4. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore.
We saw a couple of pictures early on. A plate with a tomato on it. And then this massive burger. I don't know if any of you have ever tried eating it that size. I certainly haven't. And I felt the Lord say to me, my response to that first plate was, is that all? And I felt the Lord saying to me, you know, a lot of my children would be rejoicing in that tomato. All they've asked me for is water. I've given them a tomato. And they're thankful and rejoice over that. Today's Mothering Sunday, I remember when my children were young, I was trying to help them to make a card for their mother for on Mothering Sunday. We have to teach our children gratitude. I think God needs to remind us and wants to remind us that we too still need to learn gratitude from him. It's not something that flows naturally from us. Otherwise, our children would do it without Father reminding them to do cards. Lord, just touch our hearts and put real gratitude in our hearts for all that we've received from you. Not just the food, but above all, the wonder of your forgiveness through your Son Jesus, that I can walk in thankfulness all my days. Amen.